Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, 8 years ago this week, I started the Small Business Advocate Show, broadcasting to you. Day one, we were nationally syndicated. 8 years later, we're still nationally syndicated. When I started doing the show, there were many, many, many independent programs like mine, and where the person on the air was not an employee, but actually owned the show, as I do, and was, you know, was an entrepreneur, was a small business owner, basically, and was self-syndicated, was independently syndicated. And there were many, many hundreds, perhaps, of them when I started doing this in 97. Today, there are not quite so many. In fact, most of them, most of the people you hear on the radio are employees. Not all. There's some out there who are still independently syndicated. Duke and the Doctor, Dave Ramsey, Doug Steffen, who else? Trying to think of a couple others maybe. But where there were hundreds probably, there are now maybe a handful of people, because they've either been hired as an employee of one of the big consolidators, Clear Channel, Premier, those guys. They've been hired as an employee, or they are out of business. And not that there's anything wrong with being an employee. I was an employee for 26 years. I know all about that. But I just, you know, I think it's important to point out that in the last 8 years, the landscape has changed significantly. You heard Michael talking about some of the things that have changed and some of the changes that are happening. And one of the things that we've stayed true to here on this show is you and what you do, and as small business owners. We started out serving you. We started out thinking that we would try to find a home for small business owners where you could go and listen and become encouraged a little bit, maybe motivated a little bit, meet other people who you could tell care about you, not only me, but our Brain Trust members. And we grew from zero Brain Trust members to over 500. The largest community of small business experts in the world are part of our community, my community and your community. As a member of our audience, you're part of this community. And we wanted to be able to bring you the kinds of things that our guests have brought you this week and every week. Some information, maybe some news, maybe some cutting edge thoughts, some ideas that might help you, but all to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. That's been my goal since day one. It's been the goal of this organization, my organization, which has grown. It's the goal of our sponsors, our corporate partners. I can't sign off in our anniversary week without talking about how important, how dedicated, how loyal and committed our partners are to all the things that you do. And I hope that you'll recognize that. IBM, Office Depot, Palo Alto Software, Administaff, our newest sponsor. The folks, these are folks who pay the freight. They make all this available to you for free. And the ability for you to go back over and over again and listen to something, and you know, if you heard something that Bill Schley said earlier today about branding, and you wanted to go back and listen to it again, and maybe a month from now go back and listen to it again, we have that ability, we have that capability right here on this show and on our website. And of course, Bill will be back, and others will be back. All the Brain Trust members are back on a regular basis, and that's all because of the commitment of our sponsors, and I hope you appreciate that. I know that I do. The time that we've spent together over the last 8 years has been the happiest time of my life. I've never done anything. I've done a lot of fun things in my life professionally. Nothing compares to this. The ability to serve you, to imagine that the things that we do and say here on the show and in our website and the other things that we do, our books and all the things that I write, to know, to hear from you and find out that something that we did made a difference in the life of your small business. That's what it's all about for us. And I hope that comes across very much. I am so proud of you, small business owners, for what you do. Do you know that in the aggregate, you are the second largest economy in the world? Did you know that? Yeah, that's right. you create half of the economy, or the largest economy in the world, and the next closest one is Japan, and it's less than half of our economy. So if you do the math on that, it doesn't take long. That's simple addition and subtraction. You're the second largest economy in the world, small business owner, in the aggregate. All of you together, your brothers and sisters out there, that's you. You're very important. And that's the reason why I do what I do. And don't ever forget this one last thing. You're my hero. And as we wrap up our eighth year, I should say, on the air, I hope I'm looking forward to 8 more, maybe even 16 more. Who knows? As long as I draw breath and we can have fun, I'm going to keep doing this. But for now, I got to go. But I want you to remember, as I said earlier, you're my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.